This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm John Idsti. When the University of Baghdad ordered deadly strains of anthrax from facilities in Europe and the United States in the late 1980s, trade officials on both sides of the Atlantic approved the exports. The Iraqi government claimed the bacteria would be used for agricultural research, but later it became clear that Saddam Hussein's regime used the anthrax to create biological weapons. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports that this is but one example of how the West once helped arm the very regime that the U.S. is now fighting to defeat.
When Saddam Hussein and his aides went shopping for weapons components in the 1980s, their allies, the Russians, were by no means their only vendor. From Spain, they bought thousands of aerial bombs, and from Italy, stocks of warheads. But it's in Germany where the Iraqis loaded up on equipment for making weapons of mass destruction. From the German conglomerate Siemens, Iraq purchased sophisticated switches to aid in missile fuel production. From the firm Thyssen came turbopumps to make their rockets more powerful. Still other German firms sold the Iraqis turnkey chemical weapons facilities. All told, between 1986 and 1990, Iraq ran up a $200 million tab in the German Republic.
The tragedy is that Saddam Hussein was able to build all this stuff without breaking the law.
That's arms watcher Gary Milholland of the Wisconsin Project. He estimates half of what the Iraqis imported came from Germany. The explanation? Germany's export control regulations were incredibly weak, and the laws that were on the books were often overlooked. Sales wound down in 1990 when UN sanctions were put into place, but the trading later became a huge embarrassment for the German government, which at first denied knowing what its companies had been up to. The picture wasn't much different on this side of the Atlantic. Milholland's group tracked export license records from the U.S. Commerce Department and combed through Iraqi arms declarations submitted to the UN.
We wound up giving the Iraqis battlefield intelligence that we took from our satellites, which now, of course, makes it easier for them to foil our intelligence gathering efforts. But we also gave a green light to our exporters, and they sold the Iraqis the means to make weapons of mass destruction.
For instance, in the 1980s, U.S. companies including Tektronix, PerkinElmer, and Unisys sold electronics and information technology that, according to Milholland, made their way to virtually every weapons site in Iraq. Unisys spokeswoman Donna Basilicata says she doesn't know if her firm knew how the products would be put to use, but stresses all transactions with Iraq were approved by the U.S. Commerce Department.
At the time of the sale, the U.S. government was supporting various things in Iraq, and therefore U.S. companies were also supporting exporting items there.
The subtext to all this commerce is the Iran-Iraq War. The U.S. was backing Saddam Hussein over Iran, but by 1986, even the U.S. Department of Defense was beginning to raise red flags about the U.S. exports to Iraq, especially after Saddam used chemical weapons against the Iranians. Former U.N. Biological Weapons Inspector Jonathan Tucker argues at the time of these sales, whether they were strains of anthrax or high-tech electronics, it was hard to know for sure how the Iraqis intended to use them.
One can argue that the companies were either naive or deliberately closed their eyes to the potential for misuse, but the technology itself is ambiguous. It is not specific to weapons development, and that makes it more difficult to control.
For example, electronics could have been used for benign civilian purposes, or anthrax could have been used for agricultural research. Milt Leitenberg is a veteran arms watcher at the Center for International and Security Studies at the University of Maryland. He views the American sales to Iraq as part of a long-standing government bias that promotes commerce with foreign nations over national security.
This has been an endemic problem across the board for 30 years. Iraq is just one particular and very pernicious case of it.
So, say Leitenberg and arms control advocate Gary Milholland, if chemical or biological weapons are used against the U.S., it will be a tragic case of our own Western technology being used against us. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.